Yo, what's up fam? Wiley Hart here, your daily dose of truth bombs disguised as a chill podcast. Today we're diving deep into something that's probably been weighing you down more than that extra slice of pizza last night. Shame and guilt. Raise your hand if you've ever spiraled down the rabbit hole of I messed up or ugh, I am such a failure. Yeah, me too. It's like a constant loop in our heads, right? But guess what? We're Gen Z, we hustle, we learn, and most importantly, we evolve. So let's ditch the self-hate and talk about how to practice some serious self-compassion, because you deserve it, fam. Okay, so here are 5 game-changing strategies that'll help you kick shame and guilt to the curb. First up, stop comparing yourself to everyone else on Insta or TikTok. Like, seriously, those highlight reels are giving you a distorted view of reality. Remember, social media is curated chaos. It's like watching a billion people trying to outdo each other in a never-ending competition for likes. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your wins, no matter how small they seem, and remember everyone's got their own struggles, even those who look picture-perfect online. Number 2. Own your mistakes. Yeah, you heard me right. Don't try to hide from them, or pretend they never happened. Mistakes are opportunities for growth, fam. Learn from them. Dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Think of it like a level up in a video game. Each mistake is just another challenge you overcome. Next, practice radical self-acceptance. This means loving yourself even when you mess up, even when you're feeling insecure, even when your inner critic is throwing shade. You're a masterpiece in progress, not a finished product. And remember, perfection is overrated anyway. Embrace your flaws, they make you unique. Now, let's talk about forgiveness. Forgiveness isn't about excusing someone else's actions, it's about releasing yourself from the anger and resentment that's holding you back. Holding onto grudges is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the end. So let it go, fam. Free yourself from the shackles of the past. Lastly, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small they seem. This could be anything from a sunny day to a delicious meal to a supportive friend. Gratitude shifts your perspective and helps you focus on the positive. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You know that feeling when you scroll through Instagram and everyone seems to have it all together. You're killing it in school, working part-time, keeping up with your friends, managing social media. But then there's that one post of someone who looks like they're living their best life while juggling a dozen extracurricular activities. It's enough to make anyone feel inadequate, right? But here's the truth. Everyone is struggling with something. Those seemingly perfect lives on Instagram are just curated snapshots, not a reflection of reality. So ditch the comparison game and focus on your own journey. Celebrate your wins, no matter how small they seem, and remember that progress, not perfection, is the key. So, what's the takeaway? Practice self-compassion, fam. You deserve it. Forgive yourself for mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Remember, you're not defined by your flaws or past regrets. Embrace your uniqueness, celebrate your wins, and never stop hustling towards your dreams. Let me know what you thought of this episode in the comments below. Tag it with #selfcarerx for a chance to get featured on my page. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share the podcast with your squad. Keep spreading the love, fam.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.